Our scripture today is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16, the New Living Translation. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it can give light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your Heavenly Father. In response, would you please stand as you are able and join in singing the hymn, Take My Life and Let It Be, can be found in the red hymn.
And please be seated. Well, good morning, church. This morning we gather in the power of the Holy Spirit. This is the Spirit that has gifted us. This is a Spirit that might be nudging us. And this is the same Spirit that is stirring and moving among us this morning. You recognize the opening hymn, This Little Light of Mine, right? We sang it maybe since we were this big. The scripture, This Little Light of Mine, in a few minutes there will be an invitation before us. An invitation to reaffirm our faith, to think about what it means to shine our light, to think about what it means to be a follower of Jesus. So in your bulletin, there's this insert. It's been in there, a version of it, over the course of August. These are just a few of the areas where God sometimes gifts us, where God might nudge us. There are a lot more than just what's on this list. So this morning, as we worship together, I would just invite you to continue to wrestle with this idea of what it means to use our God-given gifts and to let our light shine. Whether it's maybe in 2 hours a month in Sunday morning ministries or Wednesday evening ministries or in lawn care ministries or prayer ministries. Maybe it's caring or phone calling or visiting. Maybe it's website or communications. However it might be, the invitation, part of it is to make a note of that on that sheet, to help further your service and mission through the body of Christ called McCabe. Let's pray. Well, holy and mighty God, may the words of my mouth, may the meditations on each of our hearts, may they be acceptable in your sight, because you are our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. So a question. Paul Tripp asks the question, have you ever wanted to invest yourself in something bigger than yourself? Have you ever wanted to make a difference in a way that matters? We're talking about living our lives in ways that make a difference every day, over the course of a day. We make little decisions about whether our life makes a difference and impacts the world around us. In so many words, we're created to build a kingdom that is more than just our own, we might say, selfish kingdoms. We were created to help build and develop God's kingdom now and forever. And when we're investing our lives in kingdom work, we can feel different. We might live different. We might experience a growing level of contentment instead of growing levels of uneasiness or uncertainty.
Sometimes our gifts fall like a single drop of water against a desert of need.
Sometimes that single drop feels like we are just putting it into a desert of dryness. But together we can be a river of motion. It's good to love and to serve God, and we can try to do it in isolation. But if we want to combine what we've been given, if we want to pull our lives together and unleash together, we can live lives that matter. Together we can be faithful followers of Jesus, living our lives, God nudging us, God calling us to make a difference together. Brenda and I, we were pulling out of the garage yesterday morning, and there were a couple of raindrops that hit the windshield. It made us look up. It made us wonder if there was something more coming. But it turned out at that time to not be a big deal. By itself, the few drops, it didn't have the power that it could have. But we got over to my folks' house, and my dad was out in the yard. He was actually picking up sticks and twigs and leaves, because there had been so many drops, it was a rainstorm at their place. And combined with the gusts of wind, together it made a difference. Together it impacted the surroundings around them. And it's the same with us, friends. When we come together, when we pour out our lives in ways that matter, one drop at a time, one drop at a time, it makes, well, it can eventually make a pool that might run down the driveway. It might. But together, if we combine our gifts, our individual gifts, together we use the gifts that God has given us, we can create what turns into that beautiful and awesome and life-changing wind and water that created the canyons in Medora, or that created the beautiful, awesome, powerful Colorado River running through the Grand Canyon. Our scripture from Matthew proclaims we are to live, well, that we're the light of the world, that we are supposed to live letting our good deeds be made known. We are supposed to let our light shine, to live lives that matter. Because every day throughout the days, we make conscious decisions. We decide if we're going to let our light shine for Jesus and for the kingdom, or if we're going to hide it under a bush, if we're only going to let it shine for our own personal, maybe we even say selfish kingdoms. Friends, in a moment, as we come together for a profession of faith, we're going to pause and reaffirm our baptismal vows. We'll have a chance to publicly confess if we renounce, if we push back against the spiritual forces of evil, to publicly profess and repent of our sin. We'll decide if we will do everything we can to turn our lives back to Jesus. When we stray off path, that's repentance, right? When we stray, we seek forgiveness and we turn back to God. Our reaffirmation of faith, it offers us a chance to profess if we accept the freedom and power that God gives us, to confess that Jesus Christ is our Savior, and that we will put our whole trust in His grace, and that we will promise to serve Him and not ourselves, to serve Jesus as Lord. And we'll respond whether we intend to be faithful members of Christ's holy church and to support it as representatives of Christ in the world. So after we reaffirm our faith, kind of like when we often do communion, we'll have an invitation on the table. And it will be up to you whether you want to come forward or not. But this is a time, we might call it an altar call, to offer ourselves. If we have a monetary offering, there will be a place for a monetary offering. Marilyn and I will be up here. If you would like to remember your baptism, we'll be offering the water. Remember your baptism and be thankful. At the altar rails, if you have a sheet that you would like to offer, that can be put in the boxes. You don't have to. That's between you and God. And then at the end of the altar rail, there's some tags. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Something that can be in your shower, on the mirror, whatever it is. Let's enter into a time of professing our faith. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we're incorporated, we're initiated into Christ's holy church. We're incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation. We're given a new birth through the water and the Spirit. All of this is God's gift. It's offered to us without a price. Through the reaffirmation of faith, we renew the covenant, the holy promise that's declared at our baptism. We acknowledge what God is doing for us, and we affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. So on behalf of the church, I ask, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness? Do you reject the evil powers of this world, and do you repent of your sin? And do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil and injustice and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? And do you confess Jesus Christ as Savior? Do you put your whole trust in His grace to promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, to people of all nations, and to people of all races? So according to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church, and will you serve as Christ's representatives in the world? Will you let your light shine? So let us join together in professing the Christian faith as it's contained in the scriptures of the Old Testament and the New Testaments. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
And do you believe in Jesus Christ?
His
only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. And he descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. And do you believe in the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life. And we get hung up on that word Catholic sometimes, don't we? But Catholic meaning universal, that the worldwide Christian church. So a prayer with response, a prayer over the water. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
And let us pray. So, eternal God, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters. You brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through the water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan River to the land which you promised. And together we proclaim, sing to the Lord all the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day. In the fullness of time you sent Jesus. Jesus was nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John. He was anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Declare Christ's works to the nations, his glory among all the people. And so pour out your Holy Spirit, and by this gift of water, call to our remembrance the grace declared to us in our baptism. For you have washed away our sins, and you clothe us with your righteousness throughout our lives, that dying and rising with Christ, we may share in his final victory. All praise to you, eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen. And so as we enter into a time of remembrance and prayer, nobody has to come forward, but everybody is welcome. Again, if we'll come down the center aisles, if you have a monetary offering, the offering plates are up here. Marilyn will be up here, will be offering the sign of the cross with water. Remember your baptism and be thankful. Along the rails, if you would like to pray, kneel, on offering how much of your life you're willing to commit into the mission of Jesus. And at the ends of the railing, a tag, a card with a daily prayer on it. As we enter into this time of holy prayer and reflection, I would invite you to come as you're ready. Thank you. So remember your baptism and be thankful. And may the Holy Spirit work within you that being born of the water and the Spirit, you may live as faithful disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen. So let us rejoice in the faithfulness of our covenant God. We give thanks for that all that God has already given us as members of the body of Christ, and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we will faithfully participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Amen. So may the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and in peace. Amen. So as we prepare to go into the day, as we prepare to go into the week ahead, God has gifted each of us. God nudges us and invites us into mission and service. So as we go, just know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, know that the love of God and the communion or the fellowship of the Holy Spirit goes with each of you. Let's go in peace. Let's go wherever He may lead us. And let's go and serve the Lord. I would